On August 16th and 17th, there's a two-day event celebrating Cowboy Copas' 100th birthday and also 50 years since the plane crash that took Cowboy Copas and Patsy Cline's lives. It's the 5th annual Cowboy Copas Memorial Concert, and with us to talk about it is Brian Powers, music historian. Hi, Brian.
Hi, Lee.
Tell us all about Cowboy Copas and what this event's going to be about. You've gone to all the other four?
Yeah, pretty much. This is the 5th one. It started because John Simon, who is a professor down near Portsmouth, Ohio, wrote a book on Cowboy Copas about 5 years ago, and that drew some interest on Copas, because I think a lot of people, if they even heard of Cowboy Copas, they think he's from Oklahoma, because that was his professional thing that he said. He said he was from a cowboy from Oklahoma because, as his daughter Kathy has said, who's ever heard of a cowboy from Ohio? So he started out here, actually here in Cincinnati, as Cowboy Copas, even though he was just from Adams County. So I don't think his hometown, Adams County, has done much, because I think a lot of, well, I'm sure people there knew that he was from. But anyways, when that book came out, and when John wrote his book and came out, the Historical Society, Adams County Historical Society, got interested in trying to do some things. And they did a bus tour. You could take a bus tour and go around different points, like where Copas was born and where he hung out and those kind of things in Adams County. They've also had a bus tour going down to Nashville, and like Kathy Copas' daughter, who lives down there, she takes you to the Ryman Auditorium and takes you backstage, and you drive by the house that he lived in and that kind of thing. But the other thing they wanted to do is this festival. So what they do is they get regional musicians, like they've had like people like Bobby Mackey and people like that, perform their own songs, but also Copas songs.
And what are some of the Copas songs?
One of his biggest hits was Signed, Sealed, and Delivered, which a lot of people ask me when they hear that. I say, well, is that the Stevie Wonder song? When I'm like, no, it's the same title. Written in 1947. He was the first guy to record the Tennessee Waltz. That was recorded here in Cincinnati, in fact. And that's now the Tennessee State song, but it was first recorded here in Cincinnati. He had a lot of hits, and actually he was so big in 1948, the Grand Ole Opry extended his contract for 10 years, and King Records did the same thing. They did a ceremony there at the Ryman Auditorium in the summer of 48, extending his contract because he was so big, had so many hits.
And talk about the plane crash.
Well, what happened was Copas was on that plane because there was a DJ in Kansas City who had died in a car accident a few months before, and his wife didn't have any means to support her or her kids. So there was a gentleman in Kansas City who put together a benefit concert, and Randy Hughes was one of the gentlemen who was asked. And Randy Hughes was Patsy Cline's manager. He was also Cowboy Copas' son-in-law. He was married to Kathy. So Randy was kind of recruiting some people. So he had Patsy, and he had Copas, and he also had Hawkshaw Hawkins, who was his neighbor. And Randy was the one who owned the plane. So they flew out to Kansas City, and they did 3 shows in one day on a Sunday. And then they were going to fly back, but the weather was bad. And actually, they kept getting delayed. They had to hang out in Kansas City. And then they spent the whole next day like hopping around to different things, and they had to stay somewhere other than the night. So 2 days later, on Tuesday, they were getting real close to Nashville. They were about 90 miles away, and they thought they could make it, and they didn't.
So. And Hawkshaw Hawkins, he's King Records?
That's right. Hawkshaw Hawkins grew up in Huntington, West Virginia, which is actually not too far away from Adams County, about 90 minutes away. And Hawkshaw and Cowboy Copas knew each other way back in 1940. They both worked at the same radio station in Huntington, West Virginia. He got drafted. He was a World War II hero. He was in the Battle of the Bulge. And when he got out, he immediately, in 46, when he got out of the service, he was immediately pretty much signed by King Records. And he was with King to about 53. And then he went to RCA. And then he came back in 62 and recorded an album with King. And then that was the only time he had a number one hit. He had some top 20 hits, but he never had a number one hit. And unfortunately, it was after the plane crash.
Where is the concert going to be?
It's at the Red Barn Convention, which is in Winchester, Ohio, which is in Adams County. If you just take the route out of Eastgate and just keep going straight, and I think it's less than an hour, but you'll see it on the right-hand side of the road. You can't really miss it. It's kind of out in the field. But it's a big barn, and it's red. It's really a state-of-the-art kind of auditorium, and that's where they've had these for the last 5 years. You wanted to know who was going to be on.
Well, I noticed that Hawkshaw Hawkins Jr. is going to be
there.
Yes,
Hawkshaw Hawkins II, I think he goes by. Son of Hawkshaw Hawkins. Never knew his father. He was born a month after his father died. But his mother's Jean Shepherd, who was also on the Grand Ole Opry, and she just got inducted into the Country Hall of Fame last year. And he occasionally, every once in a while, does, when asked, will do a set of his dad's songs. So they're bringing him up from Nashville. And then the gentleman who's going to be doing Cowboy Copas' set on Saturday, this is Saturday night. Friday night, we're going to have Kathy Copas, Kathy Hughes, I should say. That's her married name. And John Simon, who wrote the Cowboy Copas book. She's been coming up every year, and they do a set. So that's what's going on Friday night. But Saturday night, they're going to try and do a tribute to each of the people that were on the plane crash. So we're going to have Hawkshaw Hawkins' son. Then Earl Wiseman, who I think is from somewhere in Kentucky, or he's from around, he's kind of around that Adams County. And he's going to be doing Copas. And then we're going to be having a woman who's done a lot of Patsy Cline tribute stuff. I think she played Patsy on the Always Patsy, and her name is Mandy Barnett. She's pretty well known. She's done a lot. I know Charlie Dick pretty well these days. He used to work for Starday King, and he lives in Nashville. And he's done a lot with her. So when I was telling him about this event, he was real excited. But unfortunately, they do a thing with Patsy Cline in her hometown in Winchester, Virginia, and that's going to be happening the week after that. So it's kind of hard for him to try to travel and do both. But he wanted to come up when he heard what was happening.
How many people will the barn hold?
I think it holds 1,000 people.
And how would people go about getting tickets?
I believe there's a number you can call. You can also contact the Red Barn Convention Center, and there's another number you can call for the Adams County Historical Society. You can call their number, too.
Okay, so that's on August 16th and 17th. That's Friday and Saturday night?
Yes.
And it's the 5th Annual Cowboy Copas Memorial Concert at the Red Barn Convention Center in Winchester, Ohio. You can find a link at WDXU.org. Brian, thanks for coming in.
Thanks, Lee.
That's Brian Powers, music historian. For Around Cincinnati, I'm Lee Hay.
I was waltzing with my darling to the Tennessee Waltz when an old friend I happened to see introduced him to my loved one. And while they were waltzing, my friend stole my sweetheart from me. I remember that night and the Tennessee Waltz. Now I know just how much I have lost. Yes, I lost my little darling the night they were playing the beautiful